This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. Let's see how much good we can do in 15 minutes. We're going to hear a message I preached just this last Sunday at the church that I pastor, and that church is Island Community. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet twice on Sundays. That's Sunday morning at 10:30 and Sunday evenings at 6. Wednesday night, here tonight, we are in the book of Acts. Matter of fact, it's just 2 weeks left in Acts. So for all of you newcomers that have never been to Island before, I invite you out on the first of next month. That would be 2 weeks from today here. June the 1st, we're going to be starting 1st and 2nd Peter, and then we're going to be starting the book of Revelation, which will last at least a year as we go through that book verse by verse. But in the meantime, 1st and 2nd Peter will be starting 2 weeks from today. I believe 2 weeks from today here, the 18th of May, will be June the 1st, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, 1st Peter. You are invited, even if you go to another church, you're invited to come in fellowship on Wednesday night. If your church isn't doing anything on Wednesday, we'd love to see you and invite you to come and study with us. Here today, the sermon I preached on Sunday is entitled, "It is the Last Hour." It's taken from 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, where John says, "Little children, it is the last hour." And I think at how scoffers laugh at that and say, ha, just that's proof the word of God isn't true. He said it 2,000 years ago. How can an hour still be going on? Well, you see, I've got an answer to that. That's what we're going to look at. We're going to address that very question right here in today's program for how he can say it is the last hour and still be. That's where we're starting here today. We're going to look at some things. And really, my question is, what makes Paul Esposito saying it's the last hour different than the Apostle John saying it? So with no further ado, let's go to today's message.
Now, the name of this message is The Last Hour. Main scripture reference, it's on the handout there, it's 1 John 2:18. In addition to that verse would be this right here, Matthew 24, verse 32, which reads this way. It says, "Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you too, when you see all these things, know," or one translation says, "recognize that he is near. Even at the doors." I like that. Recognize. Meaning, smell the coffee. If you can't smell the coffee, then either your nose is broken or you're smelling the exhaust fumes of this world. Recognize. Now, 1 John 2:18 says this, "Little children," now I'm reading this from the New King James, "Little children, it is the last hour." King James says, "It is the last time." And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. Now, the Apostle John wrote this in around 90 AD. Now, my question to you is, and the heart of today's sermon is this: what makes this statement more urgent today than 1,925 years ago when John spoke it? That's what I want to look at. The Holy Spirit says through John, it is the last hour. Now, again, the King James has time, but it's not the word chronos, which means time. It's not the word kairos, which means season. But it's the word hora, which means hour. It is the last hour. So it's quite a long hour, is it not? What makes this any different? What makes this hour any different than any other time? Again, here's that verse again. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know this is the last hour. It says, even now, many Antichrists have come, by which. So first off, what does the word Antichrist mean? Well, Christos means anointed. Anti can mean an alternative to, instead of, or in place of. Like John 1:16, where John wrote, of his fullness we have all received. And charis, anti, charis, which is grace in place of grace. In other words, use up all the grace that God's given you today, and then tomorrow he'll give you more grace. Grace in place of grace. So use up all the grace that you have today, just like manna. And tomorrow he'll give you more. Grace in place of, same Greek word, that's what I want you to see. This word anti, or anti. So really, anti-Christ means an alternative to Christ, or in place of Christ, or instead of Christ. So when we start to see these cheap imitations starting to flourish, then the hands of this last hour clock are getting perilously close to, let's say, reaching the fullness of the Gentiles. Now back to this Antichrist, just for a second, and many Antichrists. Anytime you hear someone say or talk about another way to get to the heart of God and eternal life, know that this is the spirit of Antichrist, which is already in the world. And you'll hear it from people you trust, not from people with a pitchfork and horns. You'll hear it from people like Oprah Winfrey on the television. Kind, generous, good-hearted, loving, nice people who get up here and cry and say, well, there's lots of ways to get to God. How about the poor Ethiopian? What's going to happen to them? There's lots of ways. John's warning you that these antichrists have already come and they're already in the world. It's the spirit of Antichrist that offers you another way. Or instead of Christ. Remember that. Very soon, I believe, people alive on this earth are going to be presented with the last alternative to our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he is now alive. And I believe he's closer to you than you realize. So today I want to look at some signs to offer as proof that truly the hands of the clock say, it's time to get ready. First off, I never answered my question I just asked. What makes this age and time any different than any other time. The scoffer can look at this prophetic verse spoken by John over 1,900 years ago and laugh. I mean, me to get up here and read and say to you, little children, it is the last hour. I'm reading something 2,000 years old. What gives me, what makes it different me saying it to you than John saying it to you? What makes it different me saying it to you than Dwight L. Moody saying it to you 150 years ago? What makes me saying it to you different than Martin Luther 500 years ago who said it? Here's the difference. The Lord used for me the space shuttle countdown clock to teach this to me over a year ago now. Now follow me here. At the ascension of Christ is when the clock ultimately started ticking. It's John chapter 1, Acts chapter 1, I think it's verse 8. It says, "Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus will come back in like manner as you saw him go." Right there is when this clock started. There's 1 hour, 60 minutes in this hourglass. And that's when he turned it over. And that's when the sand started going through. Is right there at that point. Once this happened, we enter into the last hour. Let's say figuratively 60 minutes. Now, somewhere along the way, God's countdown clock was put on pause. Perhaps when the temple was destroyed. And just like the space shuttle was hung up at T minus what? 9 minutes. For those of you long enough to remember the space shuttle here. T minus 9 minutes. How does the rest of it go? And counting. T minus 9 minutes and counting. You see, the last hour on God's prophetic time clock is just like the space shuttle. That clock could stay at 9 minutes for who knows how long. All right, how about a little Esposito logic for you Sunday morning? 9 minutes is never 9 minutes, but 9 minutes is exactly 9 minutes. Or if I was the Riddler on Batman, I would say, riddle me this. When is 9 minutes not 9 minutes, but 9 minutes exactly 9 minutes? 9 minutes is 9 minutes, but 9 minutes is not 9 minutes. Are you seasick yet? Now, as I said, once the Lord Jesus ascended up into heaven, the Apostle John can make that statement, little children, it is the last hour, because it is the last hour. But God, in his infinite wisdom, somewhere along the way, he tapped the top of that clock and stopped it from moving. Hit the pause button, just like watching a video. Do you follow me? You see, you're watching a video. 90 minutes is never 90 minutes if you're married or if you have a dog or if you cook popcorn. 90 minutes is 90 minutes, but 90 minutes is never 90 minutes. But it's always 90 minutes.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.